will be Larry and Charlie. Whatever reason I wrote down landing the tip. K5, but we got that corrected, so.
And you can be back on and in with us on Wednesday, so. Just have a fantastic day, and I know you're going to be walling around the house with just you and Janet there and all the family's gone. I'm sure you'll find something to do. Anything else before I move down the list, Dennis? Back to you, W0YPG, with vehicle 4 Romeo Victor. Going to be walling around the house there. A little bit empty house now with our central family meeting room. All right, I'll be saying W80YDC Dennis down in Ocala, Florida. Let's go over here to Landrum, South Carolina, and see what's up with Dr. Dave today. WD4OHV from Whiskey Echo 4 Romeo Victor. What's going on, Dave? Whiskey Bravo 4, Oscar Hotel Victor, down in Landrum, South Carolina, where they had some rain and drizzle this morning, 54 degrees with some fog, and then about 11 o'clock the skies parted, the sun came out, got some clear skies, up to 61, that's about what you're going to get out of it today, before that cold front comes through later today or tonight. Winds at 15 miles per hour right now. But they're going to pick up gusting 40 to 45 under a wind advisory. We're under that all day. We would have had some wind gusts of 52 across my house. So if it's brisk and maybe I think our windshield's down around 10 degrees. And it's really been shaking my antennas, that's for sure. Let's see here. You got the motor coach out on Saturday. Got a dog cleaned up so it's ready to go for the next trip. And then got to head over to Spartanburg later today to pick up some vittles and some stuff for the block party that your neighbors or whatever hosted on January 1 for New Year's Day get together. Hey, it sounds like a pretty good time there, Dave. And everything else seems to be going well. Back to you, Dave, WD4OHV from OTF 4 Romeo Victor.
Okay, Bob. We had a bunch of people
I plan on being here Wednesday as well, unless I get wrapped up in something or get stuck in a snowbank or whatever. But we had a good, you had a good last Wednesday on Christmas Eve, so that was a great surprise, that's for sure.
All right, Dave, I'll be with you for the moment, WB408Z.
And that gets me to the list that I got for general check-in, the early bird check-in. Let's look for any general check-ins. Any general check-ins to the Family RV Association, Amateur Radio Captain Net.
And I know just out in the desert someplace he was going to try to check in, but he can't hear him.
Any general check-ins?
Please call Whiskey Echo 4, Romeo Victor.
Whiskey 1, India, CO.
Was that you, Jim? Whiskey 1 India Kilo?
Roger, roger. Whiskey 1 India Kilo.
All right, then, Jim. Whiskey 1 India Kilo down in the East Point. I got you on Web SDR. I don't have you straight away, but I could hear somebody in there, so I fired up the SDR. So, hey, what's going on with you today, Jim?
One India Kilo, in East Point, Michigan, where we're in good conditions at the moment, Bob. You probably are either still experiencing or just previous to me experience the weather. I'm going to relate here. We started out at midnight this morning, almost 60 degrees Fahrenheit, and foggy. It was 59, and by 8 a.m. we had dropped 35 degrees down to 24, and the snow began. Now, it is currently snowing. We had high winds overnight, and as high as 30 miles per hour. They've abated a little bit. At the moment, we're at 17 miles per hour winds out of the west-southwest. Our current temperature is 24 degrees right now. Snowing, and the snow is predicted to continue for about another 2 or 3 hours here off and on. And the wind is going to pick back up. We're going to get windy again on the backside of the snow squalls. We'll be back up around 25 miles per hour wind. So it's near blizzard conditions. I'm glad I'm not out trying to negotiate the roads, because I'm sure there's going to be some stuff out there that I don't want to experience. So far, we haven't lost power, so that's a good thing. We're pretty stable around my neighborhood for electrical service, even though the infrastructure's quite old. But it's so far so good. We'll knock on wood for that. Gasoline prices in the Metro Detroit area for regular fuel are hovering $2.75 at the pump for regular gasoline, and $3.65 is the average for diesel at the pump in and around the Metro Detroit area. Looks like we're going to be going down to about 20 degrees overnight tonight, and we're going to stay below freezing until at least Monday of next week. So about a week from today be the first opportunity we get above freezing, and and it's not going to be for long. Looks like we're going to be in and out of snow showers right up to the start of ARRL Straight T Night at 7 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday, the 31st. And yours truly will be operating off and on throughout the 24-hour period for ARRL Straight T Night into and through the New Year's Day period. Hopefully we'll catch some folks on and get on another mode. With that, we'll send it back to our net control station. That's the U-Bomb, U4RG, and the U-Bomb. Our name is Jim Lowe, Jim Lowe, Detroit, Michigan.
Alright, fine business, Jim, fine business. So, which one do you see? East Point, Michigan.
That's
just outside of Detroit. Yeah, your weather kind of mirrors what we had. We weren't quite that warm last night. You said it's like midnight, it was 59 with some fog. And then this morning at 8 o'clock, it was 24. That's about what ours did, too. We've been under blizzard conditions most of the day. Earlier this morning, it was blowing up so hard, you couldn't hardly see down the street. I don't know what we're going to get from seeing right now, really good. But it's blowing and stuff out there with a high wind. You may have had the highest of 30 miles per hour. It's back off to about 17, and then when the front comes, you get the wrap around, it's going to go back up to 25. So it's still the next 2 to 3 hours. Yep, that's what they're predicting here as well. So, that's what it's going to be. Freezing through next Monday. It's going to come up for like one day, and then it'll go back down below freezing after that. Going to be running the NRRL streak tonight, starting New Year's Eve through part of New Year's Day. So anybody who's interested in doing that, look for Jim out there, Whiskey 1 India Kilo, the CW band, doing some great work on the streak tonight, that's for sure. Yes, in the Detroit metro area, 275 a gallon, and he's doing about 365. Oh, I got that right there. Jim, back to you. Whiskey 1 India Kilo from Whiskey Echo 4 Romeo Victor.
Whiskey 1 India Kilo. I don't know how you do it, Bob, but you sure seem to get all the details from everybody. I'm not sure how you do it. Bargain with your devil. Circumstance for the Met on Wednesday, and we'll look forward to hearing Dave on that. 7-3
and back to Met Control, Retail RV, and the Met. This is Rick Field,
Indian Field, Junior Flight. All right, fine business, Jim. Fine business. You and yours just have a great day. Well, tell you, don't get out on the road if you don't have to. I'm sure that I can be all that great with all the snow and the blowing. There's just tremendous amount of wind. That's just out there, that's for sure. It's not real pleasant. Alrighty, Mr. 73, Jim, I look for you on Wednesday. The clear is 51 India Kilo, Jim from East Point, Michigan. And I guess there's the bottom of the list, I have it right now. Do we have any other general check-ins for the Family Recreation Vehicle Association? Is the radio captain in? Please call Whiskey Echo 4 Romeo Victor. Alright, Tom, Whiskey 3 Tango Oscar Mike, stand by 1. Tom, there was another station in there, Brazil Light. See if I can pick him up on SDR. Come on back. The Kansas City station, give me a call sign again, please. Kilowatt Charlie 2, Yankee Sugar Hotel.
Hey, good afternoon. I heard you first before I heard the other one. You're out in Kansas City area. This is Bob Bravo, Oscar Bravo on this end. How are you doing today,
like blizzard conditions out there, wind blowing around like crazy, so hey, I understand your 15 degrees going to be up in the 40s later in the week, but you had flurries this morning, Roger.
Yeah, QSL.
All right, well, hey, thanks for joining us on the net today. Anything else I can do for you?
Well, happy New Year.